know what? If you don't like that song, you are a wimp. You're punk. You're weak. You're pathetic. Anyway, back to Protocol 6. It is essential, therefore, for us at whatever cost to deprive them of their land. That's talking about all of us. Why do you think they want to pack us into these UN cities? Why do they think they want to go to war on rural America, get you off your land, pack you in, 200 square foot, 300 square foot, whatever? This is their plan. Silly people, keep reading the protocols. You get the plan. This object will be best attained by increasing the burdens upon landed property and loading lands with debt. These measures will check landholding and keep it in a state of humble and unconditional submission. Why is it more you got to pay more in your property taxes in New Jersey than the actual house note? Huh? I got one word for you. Jews. The aristocrats of the I don't hate all Jewish people, but I'm saying the Jews that decide to get involved in the network, the kosher Nostra. I know Jewish people that are poorer than I am. And they're not the problem. Now, they might feed the problem in some certain kind of tributary ways, but damn it, you got to realize the mobsters are the ones that do all this crap. The aristocrats of the Goyim, being hereditarily incapable of contenting themselves with little, will rapidly burn up and fizzle out. At the same time, we must intensely patronize trade and industry, but first and foremost, speculation. See, that's betting on things. That's your Wall Street. The part played by which is to provide a counterpoise to industry. The absence of speculative industry will multiply capital in private hands and will serve to restore agriculture by freeing the land from indebtedness to the land of banks. What we want is that industry should drain off from the land both labor and capital, and by means of speculation transfer into our hands all the money of the world, and thereby throw all the goyim into the ranks of the proletariat. You see, they don't want goyim growing their own food and having their own plot of land. They want you in the proletariat. They want you packed into a city where you got to be part of the mob. That's the coded language here. Then the goyim will bow down before us, if for no other reason but to get the right to exist. You see, if you're packed into a crap hole, you got to beg for your right to exist, especially with the weaponized Black Lives Matter buffoons and the rest of these people. Oh, you're white. You don't even have the right. White lives don't matter. That video was floating around where these little black, dumb 20-somethings, they say, no, white lives don't matter, boy. White lives, they don't matter. It's Black Lives Matter. When you kill each other at a higher rate than is dying in Iraq and Afghanistan, you see, that's the psyop, that's the cognitive dissonance that they've put on these dumbed down like 85 IQ buffoons to think that whitey don't matter, white lies don't matter, but we'll kill each other at higher rates in just one of our major cities than all the soldiers getting whacked in two different countries. You see, if you took the totality of every major city in our country, because Chicago's right up there with Iraq and Afghanistan losses since we went into those countries. Chicago alone. Take into New York, D.C., St. Louis. Take into Dallas, Atlanta, all these other. Oh, you know what? You wouldn't even be able to crunch these numbers. You would get overwhelmed. You'd go into fetal position. To complete the ruin of the industry of the goyim, we shall bring to the assistance of speculation, the luxury which we have developed among the goyim, that greedy demand for luxury which is swallowing up everything. Hey, look at all the dummies that need some Hennessy. Okay, they need the Chirac, which Jay-Z's invested in, all the special vodkas and all the rest of it. You understand? the need for luxury, that new set of Jordans, boy, that you're going to shoot another cat in the head for. You see? Because, see, they've got you programmed to the point where you need a $400 handbag, little black chick, little Louis Vuitton or whatever the hell you idiots are into. Yeah, you got to work a week to get a $400 for a handbag. You see, they got you so hoodwinked and tricked out and strung out over material. Oh, I got to get that set of rims. The car's worth $300, but the rims are worth $5,000. You see, that's how screwed up they've got these people out here. And I feel for them because guess what? They're victims, but at the same time, they're willing victims. And so then it's like, yeah, I feel sorry for you, dude. But at the same time, I don't know where you got the sucker gene, okay? I don't know where you got the dummy gene to where you'll buy into that kind of MK Ultra Psy Warfare brainwashing to where it's like, dude, you got an 82 Cutlass that's worth $100. And you got $5,000 set of rims on it. I mean, and it's, you know, and you're sitting in a roach filled apartment. It's just crazy. Anyway, we shall raise the rate of wages, which, however, will not bring any advantage to the workers. For at the same time, we shall produce a rise in the prices of the first necessities alive. Holy crap! And I know I'm going on this Protocol 6, but gosh, look at meat prices. Look at prices of everything that is necessary. Your power, your internet, whatever. Gas, from time to time, the fluctuations. But think about that. We shall produce a rise in the prices of the first necessities of life, alleging that it arises from the decline of agriculture and cattle breeding. You see, they like to throw the psyop on you. Oh, there's a shortage. There's a drought. There's a this. There's a that. No, dude, they're squeezing you. This has all been plotted, what, 1897, 1997, 120 years ago? We shall further undermine artfully and deeply sources of production. They told you right there they're going to undermine the sources of production. They're going to screw the pooch on purpose. They're going to sabotage everything by accustoming the workers to anarchy and to drunkenness, and side by side therewith taking all measure to extirpate from the fact of the earth all the educated forces of the Goyim. There's Idiocracy for you, boy. I mean, I wish more of you out here would study and not just read it one time, to study these protocols. They told you what they were going to do right before they did it. But nobody wants to pay attention. No, you read the protocols one time, you got it, don't you? And you'll never read it again. But then when you hear me talking about it, you're like, oh, God, that was in there, wasn't it, dude? Yeah. In order that the true meaning of things may not strike the Goyim before the proper time. See, the proper time's coming. They hit us in 29 and the 30s. They snatched the gold under this punk FDR. Now here comes the second wave, you see. Now they're going to crash everything, give us the mark of the beast, the one world system. Before the proper time, we shall mask it under an alleged ardent desire to serve the working classes and the great principles of political economy about which our economic theories are carrying on an energetic propaganda. So that's Protocol 6. And you know what? If you weren't edified by what I just kind of analyzed and broke down by Protocol 6, you're not even worthy to listen to the program. Turn it off. I don't even want you listening. Just turn it off because you're done. You're Idiocracy. You need to quit listening. Now, let's do this. Here's what Obama's doing in his last few days in office. Get clip ready, 11 ready, Mr. Producer. It's Gary Franchi. Now, Obama is forcing all the intelligence agencies, FBI, CIA, DHS, to go through diversity training. Diversity training to make sure you're not biased. Let's hit clip 11.
Ladies and gentlemen, it just keeps getting worse. The Lazy Person's Guide to Saving the World.
Hold on, Mr. Producer. And extreme clip 11. Oh man, I must have messed this up. Let me get back into this. Sorry about this, listeners. Man, what about clip 11, Mr. Producer? Let's hit that one. Oh, all right. Well, I must have missed that one. But anyway, let me give you the breakdown, and we'll move on from there. But basically, Obama's forcing the CIA, the FBI, all the alphabet kind of intelligence agencies to go through diversity training to make sure that they're not biased, et cetera, et cetera. Really creepy stuff. Now, let's get into let's play clip five, Mr. Producer. Get that ready. This is a Chinese guy. He's smarter than 90% of the dumbed down idiocracy Americans. Now he's testifying before basically a county or city council, and I just want to listen to everybody. Listen, this is from a few years ago, but I just stumbled across it. This guy just basically blows gun control right out of the water. Let's hit clip five.
Yeah. My name is Hen Zhenong. Forgive me, English is not my first language. I am a legal immigrant, and I am an American by choice. Thank you for giving me this opportunity to express my opinion and give my testimony in opposition to the majority of the proposed bills, which do nothing to deter future crimes. Gun control does not work. Your own history is replete with high school rifle teams, Boy Scout, marksmanship merit badges. You could buy rifles at the hardware stores. You could order them, mail order, delivered to your home. Your country was awash in readily available firearms and ammunition. And yet, in your past, you did not have mass school shootings. Other people have already expressed the question, what changed? It was not that the availability of guns suddenly exploded or increased. It actually was decreased. What was changed was societal decay. If gun control actually did work, Washington, D.C. and Chicago would be the safest cities in your nation, but it is not. They have the toughest gun laws and the highest crime and murder rates. Now, some people have asked and called the AR-15. They called the AR-15 a weapon of mass killing. Well, it turns out that there are a few government agencies which disagree with that characterization. The Department of Homeland Security has stated that a rifle chambered in 5.56 NATO with a 30-round magazine is suitable for personal defensive use. I have documentation on that. It is HSCEMS-1212-00011, solicitation for the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency. Now, who needs an AR-15 with 30-round mags? That question has also been brought up. And I would like to put forward that had the Koreans in the LA riots not had AR-15s and AK-47s with 30-round magazines and Ruger 30s, their businesses would have been burned to the ground like all of the other businesses in their neighborhoods. Theirs stood because they stood their ground. I would also put forward the conjecture that...
All right, so you got a Chinese-American dude. He was an immigrant, but he became an American citizen. He's like, look, those Koreans, they would have gotten smoked. They would have gotten taken down. Their business would have been destroyed if they didn't have firearms. And I've watched a bunch of those. I was sitting on a 5-ton at Camp Pendleton, locked and loaded, full battle gear, grenades, the whole 9 yards, ready to go to L.A. And half the base was already up there. And I'd love to tell you that. There were tons of Marines up there already operating in L.A. during the Rodney King riots. But I was sitting on a 5-ton ready to go. We sat there for a few hours waiting on the orders. And then we ended up not having to go. But I mean, it's just great to see an Asian dude saying, hey, wait a minute, man. This gun control thing, y'all are a bunch of retards because – and then he uses the L.A. riots and the Korean business owners in L.A. that were out there busting caps in the hood rats for protecting their businesses. I just think that's just magic, and I think that's just – that's America. And I know it's not a pro-white deal, but I'm like, look, there's people in this country that have businesses – I mean, you look at some of these Arabs in Detroit that have a gas station or whatever, and they're just getting the lawlessness and the anarchy in Detroit is so bad that I'm surprised they're not busting caps in these people up there. They just don't want to go to jail. They don't want the trouble. They don't want the blowback from the idiocracy, dumbed down buffoon community that are going to just destroy everything. Now, I reloaded that clip to the producer. Let's hit the clip 21 where Obama says everybody's racist. Let's do that one. We got it.
Well, President Obama just called everyone at the CIA, the FBI, the NSA, and the Department of Defense racist, proving that he has simply lost his mind. Elizabeth Harrington for the Washington Free Beacon reports that President Obama, get this, is ordering all national security agencies to expand the use of unconscious bias training, and address intersectionality in a late push for diversity and inclusion in the federal government. Remember, Hillary Clinton said everybody is inherently biased, right? Everyone's inherently racist. And of course, now Obama attempting to do that on all of the National Security Services. No wonder the National
Security question is this. You can stop it there. My question is this. Are they trying to deprogram the blacks from being anti-white, or is it just all whites that are that have got the racist gene? And you know the answer. It's just whitey. We're the ones with the defective gene that we hate everybody else. See, blacks, and Latinos, and Muslims—they can't be racist. No, they just don't have the gene. See you on the other side.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep—a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Hope you guys are liking this program. Make sure you hit up RBN. Send them emails, man. Be like, hey, I like this dude's show. That's all you got to do. Flood them. Flood them with the emails. Be like, hey, this guy's show's good. If you like it. If you don't, then we'll do what you do. Anyway, so back to the Rents article about Pence. Oh, Hillary and Obama's illegal Muslim Sharia law killers. Okay. I have a problem with that because the Hebrew immigrant aid societies, all the rabbis, they're all bringing these people here. Okay. And a bunch of the Christian Zionist type of churches and the Catholic Church. Okay. The cucked out Vatican II Zio Judeo Catholic Church. Okay. Tim Kaine, he's a perfect example of like this. I hate Europeans, let's overrun them all with brown people and destroy Europe and turn it into a third world crap hole. That's what they want. And I don't know why. I think it has to do with self-hate, and I think it has to do with basically feeding into the evil principle. And let's get into, you know, Christianity, whether it's Islam, whether it's Zoroastrianism, whatever. They're feeding the evil principle because they want power. And so they're doing things that are counter productive to their own because they somehow think themselves as defective. And so they want to destroy their own. There's just like this self-hate, like kind of evil principle that's been like a virus that's been implanted in Europeans to think that, oh my God, the best thing I can do is just welcome everybody from everywhere else in the world and destroy everything that's been built and everything will be hunky-dory, utopia. But I claim to be an environmentalist, but the people we're bringing in are going to trash the environment 50 times worse than it's already been trashed. But see, I don't care about that hypocrisy because it's bigger than that. That's what kills me about all these kind of self-hating whites. It's like you want to bring all these foreigners and aliens into your world, but you don't think they're going to F up your environment. That's the disconnect I don't get. It's just like, dude, a lot of these people are like barbaric, like way down on the food chain intellectual level to where they're like take a crap in the fountain. And but yet that's okay because, you know, these people are poor refugees and woo woo woo, and that we got to bring them up here from Congo and Chad and Nigeria and Kenya because it's just so bad there that we need to bring them into Europe and have them rape our our beautiful Swedish girls and everything else, because see, we deserve it, because us white colonists have just done so much evil into the world that all our young daughters just deserve to be raped by these people, because then everything will, the equilibrium will happen, you know, and these are the people basically that need to be hung by the neck. Okay, they need to be shot in the head. And I'm not saying that physically. I'm saying that intellectually. I'm saying that we need to cut them down through logic, reason, strategy, all these things. And if it comes to the physical, then we'll have to do that. But what I'm saying is like, you know, the punks listening at the Vatican, you know, all you boys at the Jesuit Hall down the street from me on Lindell and Washington at St. Louis University, you know, I want to come up in your little apartment complex, which is a high rise, and I'd like to beat about 50 of you upside the head because you're that disgusting of individuals. I want to go to Rome. I want to attack Rome personally with a group of nationalists and say, it's over. Your vision is done. See you on the other side. This is, I just want to lash out. I hate, but I love too.
In to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Work with your doctor when taking medications. Make Protovite part of your healthy lifestyle.
HealthForLiberty.com is your source for Protovite, a powerful nutritional supplement that's a true breakthrough for your health. Poor digestion makes it nearly impossible to absorb the nutrition your body needs. Protovite is a liquid multi-nutrient formula with patent-pending absorption technology and the highest quality ingredients to nourish every cell in your body.
My name is Sandra White. 6 weeks ago, when I started taking Protovite, I was on 14 medications, from everything for blood pressure to fibromyalgia. In the first 10 days, my blood sugar dropped 50 points, and my fibromyalgia pain is gone. And so was 12 of the 14 medications that I was taking. I'm 66, living life and loving it.
Go to healthforliberty.com right now. That's healthforliberty.com.
Thank you, Protovite, for giving my life back.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Playing a lot of war tunes because these punks, these little creeps, these wussies in our government, they want to start a war with the Russians, pick it with the Chinese, the Ukrainians. They want to overthrow Libya. They want to overthrow the great Dr. Bashar Assad in Syria, my favorite Middle Eastern leader in the world. God protect Assad. God protect Assad. That's what I say. The hell with these bastards, these freaks that want to create this greater Israel. Yeah, you want to overthrow Syria. Dr. Bashar Assad, the Alawite that wants to protect Christians and Sunnis and Shia, and Alawites and Druze. Yeah, overthrow him, man. Create chaos. Let the freak shows get in charge. Kill everybody. And yeah, who benefits? Cui bono. You know who benefits. Freaks. Mr. Producer, let's hit clip 19. This is Dr. Assad. Go ahead.
This week, the U.S. has said the coalition attack on Syrian troops was an accident. Do you accept their explanation?
No, it's not, because it was an accident by one airplane once, let's say. It was four airplanes that kept attacking the position of the Syrian troops for nearly 1 hour, or a little bit more than 1 hour. You don't commit a mistake for more than 1 hour. This first. Second, you're not they weren't attacking a building in a quartier. They were attacking a huge place constituted of many hills, and there was no terrorist adjacent to the Syrian troops there. At the same time, the ISIS troops or the ISIS militants attacked right away after the American strike. How could they know that the Americans are going to attack that position in order to gather the militants to attack right away and to capture it 1 hour after the strike? So it was definitely intentional, not unintentional, as they claimed.
Did Syria or Russia launch the attack on the Red Crescent convoy this week? And should Moscow be held responsible, as the White House has said?
No, first of all, they've been tens maybe of convoys from different organizations around the world coming to different areas in Syria for the last few years. It has never happened before. So why to happen now?
All right, either stop by it. The Russians, stop it. All right, here we go. Here we go. He's the sovereign. He's the president of Syria. Okay? The Jews, the Saudi crypto Jew House of Saud, Wahhabi punks, the Turks, the Donma fag Turks, the Gulf State queers, the United States, the UK, they decided, yeah, Greater Israel, yeah, we're going to overthrow Syria. They bring in all the freak show jihadis. They emptied the Saudi prisons. Guys who were on death row come shoot people in the head. All those Syrian soldiers that had to die. This is evil. Let me tell you what they're doing to the Syrian people. This great country, when you look at their cities before the destabilization happened, my gosh, folks, our tax money, our hard labor, the same thing of the Israeli people that don't know any better, the UK people that don't know any better, the Turkish people that don't know any better. All your hard labor, all your what they sift off the top, the central bank freak shows, these punks, all right? They use that money to overthrow a benevolent leader like Gaddafi or Assad. And then they want to put in the most barbaric freak show punks that have ever lived to run their countries to serve this expansionist Israeli position. So like Avi Lipkin, Victor Mordecai, what I've been playing the last few weeks is like, oh, it's so bad. They're going to ask for our help. You see, these evil jihadis are just so wicked that these head choppers, these clitoris cutters, they're so bad. They're going to ask for Israel to come in and expand their boundaries so we can protect all these minorities. You see the psyop. But nobody else is really putting it out there. Just a few of us. It's just, you know, I feel so helpless as a military veteran sitting here and watching my own Pentagon, my own military, taken over by these sick, twisted freak shows. Where they swap their old ladies and they trade little boys and they dine-core the kids and the Bush family, all of these freaks, you know. It's just like God, this being that created the entire system, if you're real, when are you gonna take these chumps and hold them accountable? Are you going to let them run roughshod over the entire planet? And I know if you look at the prophetic kind of vision that the evil ones are going to make war against the good ones and kind of win for a season, but damn it, it's painful to watch it. It's really painful to be somebody that's cognizant and to have to sit here and watch these devils do this to these innocent children in whether it's Yemen, whether it's Syria, whether it's Libya, whether it's Iraq. I mean, to act like these people are just cannon fodder, you know, bullet, you know, receivers. I just, you know, it's a freaky deal. All right, so I got to get to some stuff. I got a short time left. The new UN boss Guterres take over American communities. This is from Ted Tweetmeyer. Incoming Secretary General, this is the UN, Antonio Guterres, he's from Portugal, is planned to become the next Secretary of the UN. Only a rubber stamp UN Assembly vote is needed to confirm him. And most think this is nothing more than a formality. UN and the European Union both operate the same way, an old boy network without a popular vote. There's a movement afoot in the UN bolstered by outgoing current Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, turd in a punch bowl, Ban Ki-moon, South Korean just puppet. He recently declared, "We must place the human rights of all refugees and migrants at the heart of our commitment, not the indigenous population." Oh, no. Refugees and migrants, see, they get first, they get the high tier care, not the people who live in these countries. No, you just need to be flooded with turds and everything's going to be fine because the UN says so. The UN believes every country ignore their starving people, their working poor, and both underemployed and unemployed, and put refugees and illegals first to force hypocrisy as the highest priority. Will Guterres have people working for him that click their heels together and extend their right arm? Well, I would say left arm, because this is the UN is communist, not fascist. Fascism, communism. Look, they. If it's Zio controlled, if it's Jewish mafia controlled, does it matter whether it's fascist or communist? It really doesn't, because it's Jewish. Clearly, the UN members have their heads completely buried deep in the sand. No, they don't. They know what they're doing. The UN New York Declaration calls on member nations to resettle as many refugees as possible and for more wealthy nations of the world, read the U.S., to shoulder more of the financial burden. Sorry, humanitarian funding required to make such efforts possible. The UN Declaration goes on. The Declaration proceeded to inform host countries that they must make all efforts to ensure that adult refugees are provided with jobs and children enrolled in school. Yeah, so keep your eye on this Guterres guy. Now, I've got his Wikipedia pulled up. He's a Portuguese, okay? Antonio Manuel de Oliveira Guterres. Portuguese politician and diplomat who is designated Secretary General of the UN. He was Prime Minister of Portugal from 95 to 02. He also served a time as President of the Socialist International. Do I have to repeat that? He also served for a time as President of the Socialist International. He was the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees from June 2005 to December 2015. And in 2016, the United Nations Security Council announced he would be the next United Nations Secretary General, succeeding retiring Ban Ki-moon. Yeah, he's a Vatican Jewish Mafia stooge. Okay, nobody else is really giving you this that I've heard. I can't pay attention to it. I just stumble across this stuff. Yeah, Portuguese, Antonio Guterres, Vatican stooge, Socialist International, Jesuit, liberation theology, douchebag. Need somebody to give him a good kick in the teeth, okay? But this is your global new Secretary General of the UN, folks. Aren't you happy? Another liberation theology Catholic, okay, who's basically cucked out to the Kosher Nostra, the Socialist International. All right? Now, let's get to this. StateOfTheNation.2012.com. Obama accused of war crimes. Congress silent. American people. This was today. The Marshall Report. How long will our Congress and Senate and Pentagon ignore Obama's international war crimes? The clock is ticking and World War III is on the horizon. If Obama and his administration are not reined in and dealt with legally by the American governmental processes, it is now evident from world leaders and our own councils that the administration has been directly responsible for toppling nations, creating and funding ISIS terror organizations, and is destabilizing the Middle East. It is now clear that Hillary Rodham Clinton was one of the architects of the Arab Spring and an accomplice in international war crimes. Russia has had enough, and their patience is worn thin. Well, this goes into the dialectic, okay? And I went into the President Assad saying he doesn't accept the fact that these recent U.S. airstrikes were an accident. Look, there's so much that they're hiding from us as Americans with this little Anderson Cooper kind of Rachel Maddow, Sean Hannity, Fox News trash. Okay, we're the most dumbed down, retarded. I mean, we're up there with some of the African nations, I'm saying, in retardation as far as people that you come across on a daily basis that you have interaction with. I know I am. I'm looking at these people that I work with, and I'm looking at people that I interact with, and I'm like, we're done. Half of you are heroin addicts, the other half are just dumb TV watchers. We're trash. And unless you know this, and unless we come to grips with it, I mean, it's over. We got 13 minutes left. Mr. Producer, let's get clip 17 going with Jason A. Let's play a couple of these little deals right there. Let's go ahead and start that.
Social problems were going to intend what was happening to whites. But where we stand now in 2016 is way worse than it was then. How did we get there?
Yeah. Well, and explain maybe very briefly what is way worse. What indicators would you cite if I said, I don't know, the country seems to be in decent shape, you know?
Yeah, for those of you who don't hang out in working class communities or who grew up in one but haven't been back to visit recently, you will probably be shocked. And the reason you will be shocked is that a town that you knew 30 years ago, 40 years ago as a town of intact families and no more serious drug problem than some beer and marijuana, will now find meth use is a huge problem and increasingly heroin use. You will see single-parent families all over. You will see children who are not performing well in school, who are delinquent. Basically, Bill, you can take all of the things that social scientists were shaking their heads over about the black inner city in the 1970s and 80s, and all of those things are happening in white working class America now. It's really, truly not only unprecedented, but it's of a different nature.
I mean, does it say more about the reality of America, or does it say more about the psychology of Americans, I guess?
I think it says more about where America is on its trajectory. And here...
All right, you can stop it there, Mr. Producer. Forward to the next segment, 5:37. But... And I see this in my daily life. These kids, they have no values. They have nothing. They're searching for the next high. And if you don't know that, you're not out on the street. Okay? They'll steal right from your back pocket. If you don't know whether they're white, black, it doesn't matter. They're strung out. And so until you recognize that and realize where we are, we're done. Go ahead and hit the next segment.
Breaking news, a leprosy case confirmed in the Inland Empire. It involves a student at Indian Hills Elementary in Harupa Valley.
All right, stop it there. Go ahead and forward to the next one, 822. Leprosy, I keep seeing it. You absorb people from the turd world. And I'm not saying turd world as far as like trying to go off on them and denigrate them, but I'm saying you absorb people from these turd world systems. We're experiencing diseases and scabies, chagras, all this crap. It's bio attack on our people through immigration. This is just another level of the immigration. It's white genocide, but it's also biological attack through pathogens. People are just so dumb. They're pathetic, and they can't see it. Next segment.
Like never before.
And I simply cannot thank you for that. Nor can the thousands upon thousands of innocent men, women, and children trapped in Aleppo. Tonight, they will endure another night of fear, of pain, another night of wondering whether they will live to see the morning. 100,000 of them are children. current tactics being used in Aleppo under the alibi of countering terrorism are turning a humanitarian crisis into a catastrophe. And your veto today, Mr. President, has only confirmed what we've known for so long. Russia's actions in recent weeks have exposed just how hollow Russia's commitment to the political process is. We see every day...
You can stop it there. Yeah, so that's the UK, the little weak, and he looks like he likes men, punk at the UN, talking smack on the Russians after the UK, the forefathers, the Yiddish British Empire. These punks, the Rothschilds' anointed sons that have done all this dirt, they've got the ball to try to confront the Russians on Syria and Aleppo and everything else. And it's like, look, I went through the dialectic, which might be the possibility that, hey, look, Russia bombs the terrorists, we bomb the government, you know, of Syria, and Syria loses. I hope that Vlad Putin is really trying to protect the regime of Dr. Bashar Assad. I do. But I don't have a lot of faith in a lot of people right now. Let's play clip 18 real quick, Mr. Producer. This is another one on Russia.
Over the war.
Your veto today, Mr. President, has only confirmed what we've known for so long. Russia's actions in recent weeks have exposed just how hollow Russia's commitment to the political process is.
Well, Germany says a rising tension between the United States and Russia is more dangerous than the Cold War. In an interview with a German newspaper, Foreign Minister Frank-Walter Steinmeier said the reasons for conflict between Russia and the U.S. are increasing. He stressed that the remnants of mutual trust have been exhausted between the two countries. Steinmeier also warned against a return to the days of global confrontation.
The Russian Defense Ministry said on Saturday that Russia has moved nuclear-capable Iskander-M missiles into the Kaliningrad enclave bordering Poland and Lithuania. The ministry added it was part of routine drills. A U.S. intelligence official said on Friday that Russia had started moving the Iskander-Ms into the enclave on the Baltic in what it said could be a gesture to express displeasure with NATO. Ministry spokesman Igor Konashenkov said one of the missiles had been deliberately exposed to a U.S. spy satellite. He said, "We did not have to wait for too long. Our American partners."
All right, you can stop it there. So just like in 08, the Russians moved some nukes up. It was like when Cheney, all them in Georgia, tried to pick a fight. Russia's moves up some nukes. It's like, yeah, I'll show you a nuke, punk, right from your whatever you're watching me with. And I don't know. You know, it's so hard to figure this out. I'm just a layman, just like you are. And so, but what I'm saying is, when you know, when you look at the template of this Zio mob, this Kosher Nostra, which always funds both sides of conflicts and wars, do you think this one's going to be any different? Are we going to get played like suckers? And that's what we have to kind of watch out for. The producer was talking about Yemenis. Let's play clip 20, Mr. Producer.
Meanwhile, the Secretary of Iran's Supreme National Security Council has strongly condemned Saturday's deadly attack on that funeral ceremony in Yemen by Saudi warplanes. Ali Shamkhani described the U.S. as complicit in the crime. He believes that Washington should be held accountable for the incident, as the Saudis are bombing the Yemeni people using American weapons. Shamkhani added that continued Western arms sales to Riyadh enables the Saudi regime and the United Arab Emirates to push ahead with their aggression against Yemen. Iran's defense minister has also condemned Saudi's bombing of the funeral in Sana'a. Brigadier General Hossein Dehghan has said the, quote, fanatic and aggressive regime of Saudi Arabia has committed an unforgivable crime.
You can stop it there. Now, look, there's a lot of Shia in Yemen. The Saudi Wahhabi freak shows, crypto-Jewish Hassad in league with their masters in the city of London. They're picking a fight with the Shia. You know, the Shia got to go down, folks, for this one world system. And I'm not saying I like the Shia that much, but there's a faction of these guys that want to repel the Zio Sunnis. And so until you get into the Zio Sunnis and the Shia and the skullduggery and Shia Islam and the CIA penetration there, but the complete Rothschild kind of American British penetration of the heads of the Sunnis and Mecca and so forth, you're not going to get it. Let's play clip 9 real quick. We only got about a minute. This is about the Matrix and the billionaires thinking we live in a Matrix. Let's play that.
Independent.co.uk reported tech billionaires convinced we live in the Matrix are secretly funding scientists to help break us out of it. Subtitle: many of the world's richest and most powerful people, including Elon Musk and Bank of America, think that we live in a simulation of the real world. Now, obviously, this is not a new idea. This idea has been kicked around for decades, if not centuries. If you want to look at some of the Gnostic teachings, even biblical teachings suggest that there is something more or something beyond this world that is upholding this world. 2 Corinthians 4:18 says, "As we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen, for the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal." You know, science has been looking at this thing called dark matter. They have these equations that make, you know, the physics work, but there's a lot of plugging in that they're doing, a lot of assumptions that they're making. Could it be that this unseen reality, this unseen part of creation, is actually something that was woven into the actual creation itself as God made it, and it involves a spiritual dimension, a supernatural dimension, a higher physics, if you want to call it that, something that is beyond what we can measure and see easily?
All right, stop it there. Let me finish this, and let me break this down before the end of the show. But basically, there's a bunch of the freak shows, the gazillionaires, Elon Musk and Bank of America, and all the little weirdos that want to try to kind of impregnate within you this mental virus that, oh, this is all a simulation. You see, this is all a computer simulation by some kind of a programmer, you see, and the natural world is not natural. It's just all, everything's artificial, so that way you can eat GMO and nothing's organic because it's all a simulation, you see. And so I just wanted to get that out there because that's the next level they're going to try to push on us, that God's creation is not real. See, it's all a computer simulation. So you can eat whatever comes your way. You can drink whatever comes your way. You can breathe whatever comes your way because it's all a simulation. And I want to thank you for listening. And I didn't get to everything. I need more time, but Ken, I love you, man. You're my guy. You do such a great job for me every week. And everybody in the chat rooms, everybody that listens, keep coming back if you can. And I'll try to stay alive as long as I can. And this is some weird world we live in. And it's incendiary radio, starting fires in the minds of men, folks. That's all we can do. We'll see you next week. If we can.